Hello, and welcome to another episode of Courage to Overcome. Today we are going to continue with our series on finding yourself again after a toxic relationship. And today we want to talk about becoming authentic and just the keys to becoming authentic and living an authentic Christian life. So if you enjoy this kind of content, please subscribe, like, and share. So with our journey to finding ourselves in a world filled with noise, distractions, and constant pressure to conform, the concept of authenticity often seems elusive. So what does it mean to be authentic? So authenticity equals honesty, transparency, integrity. Authenticity is not about perfection. It's about being real. It's about being genuine and true to oneself. An authentic person is a person who knows who they are and live in total alignment with their destiny, purpose. They are not unduly influenced by culture, socioeconomic norms, peer pressure. They are truly living in what God called them to be. They are emotionally mature and self-aware. Sincerity is at the heart of authenticity, sincerity with kindness. And a genuine person not hiding behind false personalities or images. Being authentic is not caring what people think about you, what people say about you, how people behave towards you. You just continue to be you. You continue to grow and mature in the Lord and become the best version of yourself. In the Christian context, authenticity is rooted in living according to the teachings of Christ and aligning our actions with our beliefs. To unravel the keys to becoming authentic, let's turn to the scriptures. Our first key comes from the book of Psalms, chapter 139, verse 14. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, I know that full well. This verse reminds us that authenticity begins with accepting ourselves as God's unique creations. We are fearfully and wonderfully made, each with distinct purpose and design. Embracing our uniqueness can be challenging in a world that often demands conformity. We have to look a certain way, be a certain way, to be accepted by society. Being authentic, we are accepting how God made us and not looking to change ourselves in order to conform because of existing trends. Yet when we acknowledge and appreciate the intricacies of our being, we move closer to authenticity. This acceptance is not an invitation to complacency, but a recognition that God has a plan for each of us and that our authenticity lies in living out that divine purpose. The second key takes us to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 16. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Here Jesus calls us to shine our light, to live our lives in such a way that others witness the authenticity of our faith. The Bible says we should be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. Being authentic means not being hypocrites, preaching to others how to live and then falling short and not living according to expectations you have of others. Of course, people do make mistakes and there should be allowances for that. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from that. But not practicing a lifestyle of sin and judging others is not it at all. That is hypocrisy, which is the opposite of authenticity. Authenticity is not a solitary journey. It's about being a beacon of Christ's love and grace in the world. Our actions rooted in faith become a testament to the transformative power of God in our lives. As we let our light shine, we draw others closer to Him, fostering a community of authenticity. Now let's explore our third key found in the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 32. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Authentic living requires a commitment to truth. Truth about ourselves, our motives, and our relationship with God. Learn to be yourself and not what others want you to be. Know who you are and pursue it. Stop living lies, but living in the truth. Holding ourselves accountable and responsible for when we get it wrong and taking steps to rectify it. This not only shows authenticity, but growth and maturity. A willingness to accept our mistakes and accept the repercussions that come with it is important. Being authentic means taking responsibility and accountability for you, for your mistakes, failures, and not blaming others, but accepting faults and taking steps to remedy to make yourself a better person. Practicing self-awareness and keep on growing as an individual and a person, not remaining stagnant, but growing and maturing and learning. The journey to authenticity involves self-reflection and a willingness to confront the areas of our lives that may not align with God's truth. It's about seeking the transformative power of the Holy Spirit to guide us into a deeper understanding of God's word and applying it to our daily lives. As we unravel these keys, it's essential to recognize that authenticity is not a destination, but a continual process of growth and self-discovery. And so our fourth key, found in Romans 12 verse 2, emphasizes this transformative process. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing and perfect will. Becoming authentic involves breaking free from the molds imposed by society and allowing God to renew our minds. It's a conscious decision to align our thoughts with God's truth, paving the way for a life that reflects his will. This transformation is a testament to the power of God working within us. Thank you for joining me on this journey to unlock the keys to authenticity. May you be so inspired to live a life that radiates the love and truth of Christ. Until next time, stay blessed.